Hi, this is a dictation for Lisa Hampton, LISAHAMPTON, date of birth 1976, date of accident 7/15/2024. The date of service is 7/23/2025. The accident happened as a patient was driver, restrained, and was T-boned on passenger side. She T-boned passenger side of another car, leading to this impact and all the symptoms that are alleged. This accident happened as the other driver didn't stop on the stop sign and she could not avoid hitting her. Her car was completely total. Airbags were not deployed and she had mild headaches with mild symptoms of PPI, but pain in the left shoulder, the severe torticollis, and neck pain and lower back pain. Subsequent MRI showed complete disruption of left supraspinal tendon up to 80%, requiring surgery. Finally, the surgery was done last month. And the patient is requiring a attended care for more than all this time that she could not manage to do any of the ADLs. Currently her pain is varying from 5 to 10. It is worse at night. Patient is not describing any radiculopathy or shooting pain to the arm or legs. She does have a difficult time still lifting the arm beyond 50 degrees on the left shoulder despite the surgery. And ADLs are affected 7 to 8. And patient reports 50% improvement in the symptoms. The patient reports, please review the records for ADL, system review. And substance abuse and a compliance plan. Physical examination, the blood pressure is found to be 169/126, pulse is 88, pulse ox is 100%. Rest of the exam will still remain the same from the previous visit. 6/16/2025, dictation number 0701-018. A note from the orthopedic surgeon came from Henry Ford Hospital requesting us to provide attended care for 10 hours a day until August 4th. And patient is requesting that today. The please mention in the exam for the left shoulder that she is only able to do 50 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. Is extremely painful, and no other examination could be conducted at this time. And the person is provided with the order for attended care for 7 hours a day. Physical therapy 2 times a week on to the shoulder, neck, and the lower back. And patient is provided with the medication Mobic 7.5 mg twice a day, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Elavil 50 mg at night for GLE disorder, for sleep, pain relief. Xanax is provided 0.5 mg PRN for anxiety, Zoloft 50 mg twice a day for anxiety, depression, and panic. Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for neuropathic pain. Lunesta 1 mg at night for sleep, and Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. She remains off work. Hospital replacement, alternate care has been ordered for her. Thank you. She'll be seen in 30 days' time.